Dear President, Director General, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, this is great honor for me to present at front of this audience of distinguished guests. Today we are discussing the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, a set of goals aimed at prosperity and peace of our planet. As you all know, SDG 3 aims to ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages, and Georgia is committed to achieve this goal, making significant steps in this direction. So in 2012, after the government, our government came into force, healthcare was declared as a main political priority of our country. Starting from 2013, Georgia implemented universal health care for the whole population. This program covers all the Georgian citizens with basic benefit package. As for the specific targets of SDG 3, I would like to note that our country is one of the pioneers in the battle against viral hepatitis, in particular hepatitis C. Georgia is one of the countries with high burden of this disease. A 2015 population-based survey showed that unfortunately 7.5% of adult population has this infection and 5.3% of population has this infection in active stage that needs to be treated. It means approximately up to 150,000 people need to be treated for hepatitis C. Over the past several years, the government of Georgia sustainably stepped up its efforts against hepatitis C, and 2014, Georgian Minister of Health initiated discussion with foreign partners, US CDC and Gilead Sciences, regarding potential elimination of hepatitis C in Georgia. There are several factors that make elimination goal feasible and achievable. These are relatively small size of the country, 3.7 million population, strong governmental commitment towards elimination of HCV, availability, and this is very important, of all modern HCV diagnostic and treatment methods, strong human resource capacity in the field of viral hepatitis, and big experience to fight with HIV, tuberculosis, and hepatitis in general, and best practice experiences that could be replicated for hepatitis C programs. All of these factors, in addition to invaluable engagement and support from our foreign partners in face of US CDC, in face of WHO and Gilead Sciences, make this really ambitious project real. And in April of 2015, we launched the first phase of this program. And until today, more than 9,000 patients received the treatment with the regimens from beginning with Sovaldi and from February of this year with Harvoni, and more than 5,000 patients already accomplished treatment for hepatitis C with extremely high percent of success. We did some special survey with genotyping, and I think this information could be shared with other countries, because I think this is very important to share this experience for other countries, because hepatitis C is not challenge not only for Georgia. In parallel with HCV care and treatment, we scaled up our infection control and screening activities. A national HCV elimination strategic plan is developed based on WHO manual for the development and assessment of national viral hepatitis plans. And our strategic directions highlighted in the elimination plan are in line with the new WHO Global Health Sector Strategy 2016-2021 for viral hepatitis, and we join this very important document. So we would like to thank our collaborators from US CDC, from WHO and Gilead Sciences, whose support was crucial for us to initiate the elimination movement. And we believe that Georgia will eliminate hepatitis C as a public health problem, and the program will be driver for other healthcare programs and actions, which combined will contribute to achieving the main goal, ensure healthy lives and prosperity of our population. Thank you very much for attention.